All right, so Hi-Fi Dream Deep Dive. That was Drab Majesty Photograph. That band has really come on in these last few years. They were just an underground band with a nice following, and now, I mean, they're putting out really good songs. That's brand new. It's like the song I'm most excited to put in the rotation because I feel like it's so different and fresh. What'd you think of
it? You like them.
I love them.
I think it's a cool song. It's got like nice jangly electric guitars mixed with the like long sustained synth notes, very airy, very, very airy and atmospheric. And I think the lyrics are very sophisticated sounding to me, especially when they talk about open the aperture as a...
I like that too.
As a photographer, I mean, that speaks to me for sure. I use aperture all the time to control my depth of field. If you're a photographer, you know what I just said.
Then there's people like me. I'm like, okay, yeah, yeah.
But anyways, it's a really good song in the headphones to get that spaciousness of the echo and the sustain and the reverb, all that processing going on. It's a good production.
I'm glad we sit here and listen to the songs in headphones because it does change it. I mean, I can't really even overstate how big of a difference it makes to listen in headphones. But I was going to mention as well, they're opening for Slowdive on this tour. I don't know if you know that. So they're going to get a lot of exposure to the shoegaze fans that might not be in tune with a lot of the retro, cold wave, gothy stuff. So I think Slowdive fans will fully understand this and get it because they have really expanded their sound. More guitar, more acoustics in there.
Makes sense.
He's singing. I mean, he is singing now.
Yeah.
But just go look up some videos of Drab Majesty and you'll see how very weird they are in
kind
of stage.
Kind of spooky looking, right?
Yeah, really. It's like nightmarish in a way.
Like twin ghosts.
Really. And like they wear these weird outfits and even have their mannerisms. They actually kind of act like they're from the future. Very bizarre. But part of that shtick, I do like it because it reminds me of those groups from the 80s that they were so invested in the character of who they were.
It's true.
It wasn't like taboo to be a little bit weird and like like Kiss. Remember Kiss was like their makeup. They never were seen out of character.
That's true.
It was just, and it was accepted because it was show business.
Yeah, they scared me. I was too young. I was like, what?
I was a Kiss fan growing up.
Yeah?
Believe it or not, I was obsessed with them.
I mean, the music is great.
It was the makeup really that got me. I was like, this is cool.
Oh, the makeup made me want to barf.
Really?
Something about it, yeah.
When they took the makeup off, it was all over for me. Wow. I was very young, though, at that time.
Yeah.
So Cause and Effect were before Drab Majesty, and I want to mention, I feel differently about that in the third listen, which this was for me. I liked it even more, and I kind of wish it was like more, they were more known because it's such a sonic perfection on that song that I feel would really fit nicely on the station. But so it could go into a deeper category just because it sounds good, but I really wish that band had some more
traction,
notoriety, and yeah.
Because
they're so, that's like, his voice is amazing on that track.
Yeah.
Crystal clear.
Better than Depeche, right?
Yeah, I think his voice is definitely like a category above Gahan, even though Gahan's probably a better frontman, but and he's a whole in and of himself, he's a superstar, but this guy can sing.
Yeah.
I was really, really excited to know there's more music for me to explore by Cause and Effect.
Excellent.
So that two song set, a little gothy, a little new wavy, but great. You just decided to go back to the late 90s with the next one with a song that was a crossover smash.
Was it?
Pop hit. It was top 40, top 10 song in top 40 radio.
Huh.
And I always feel like in 99 when I started working in pop radio, this was a song that I couldn't get away from. It was being played all the time.
Oh, wow.
But now it still sounds good.
I did not know. I've never heard this song before.
Really, Sonique?
I completely missed it.
Are we on the same track here?
I don't know what happened.
I didn't know you missed this.
99. I was trying to get a new... Oh, 98. Sorry, this came out in 98.
But it really didn't become a hit until 99.
I'll tell you what. It was at this time, I was still going to some raves. And so I was already moved on to kind of techno. Whereas this, to me, is late freestyle. And
this was pop. It was a pop song with just a little more of electronic tech, a freestyle feel to it.
I guess so.
But it was, this was a straight pop song for me.
Really?
And it was a time when I hated pop music. This was NSYNC, Britney, all that was out at that time. Christina Aguilera.
Yeah.
I hated all of it. And I had to work in pop radio at that time.
Yeah.
So when I get a song like this, and there was another one that I put in this category, Gotta Get Through This by Daniel Bedingfield. Remember that song? Sort of the same type of beat, like freestyle drum and bass hybrid.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta get through this. I gotta get through this. It's like a dude, sounds like a girl.
No, I missed that.
Natasha Bedingfield's brother. Anyway, they were at the same time, and I felt like they were a breath of fresh air from the other pop stuff and NSYNC stuff that was going on. Even like Eminem and all that was there, you know? Nelly Furtado or whatever.
Sure.
But this was a welcome, but I have to say a lot of the songs from this era would just have been deleted for me because I just haven't gone back much.
I like the flavor of it, and I have to say it's the first time I've heard it. So
wild.
I don't know what I missed there. But again, I was going to more like techno house, way more Goa or techno.
You like the Goa trance?
I did at this time, yes. So now it's a little bit too much for me. But that was the way it was going for me on the dance floor.
I think that's a very Bay Area thing, Goa trance.
It was for a while. It was like a refreshing flip from the melodic house to something a little harder.
And then they had like rave and we got like techno trance. Right. So Goa trance was like a nice spinoff.
Exactly.
But it was a little much for me.
And then it went to psy trance and I don't know, all kinds of permutations.
I wasn't into that at all.
It got too fast, really. That's way what too it was.
Fast. I don't like fast.
And you know, having to dance on every quarter beat. Like, what's up
with
that?
I'm too slow for that.
it's hard on the shoes, I'll tell you that. I was wearing through shoes like
or the knees.
Crazy.
I had bad knees from football in high school, so I didn't want to dance at 180 beats per minute.
Well, even in 1998, I was still not wearing socks.
Oh, your feet probably stunk when you came home from those raves.
Don't let's not talk about my feet.
Let's not.
But anyways, I like this groovy blend of, I call it late freestyle and newer electronics of the time. And I just missed this song, so I'm glad to play it for you guys now. Even though it might feel a little tired.
It's called the artist is Sonique and it feels so good. And I'm going to tell you, if you were alive in 2000-ish, if you bought like the CDs that they put out at that time, it was like Dance Mix USA type records.
Yeah.
I can't think, there was another one that was like very popular that had like a mix of dance songs from the radio. And I feel like this was on every compilation in that summer of 99.
Okay.
And my first year at B98.5 in Jersey, these were the songs I couldn't get away from. But I did appreciate it at that time because I had so little to enjoy. But then I got so sick of it. So this was sort of like coming back around to a song that I did appreciate, didn't love, but appreciated. And I'm gonna enjoy it now.
All right.
And then it follows with a song that nobody knows, I guarantee it. I didn't even know it until a couple of weeks ago. By a group called Sequel, but I dig it. So a little dance segment for you on the deep dive. Ready to go?
Yep.
All right, let's do it. So Sonique, here you go. Willis is back.
You always make me smile when I'm feeling down. You give me such a vibe. I just totally bona fide. It's not the way you walk. You got that keeps me satisfied. You love me so.
My Dreams Deep Dive. Thank you.
Hi-Fi Dream, the deep dive. So that's a song called I've Been Waiting by Sequel from 2007. Before that was Sonique. Willis's pick was called It Feels So Good. That was a radio edit of a song that was very popular in the late 90s, early 2000s, a crossover dance song. To this Sequel song, I found that last week, 2 weeks ago. It was on a compilation of like house tracks that was called like 10 Years Is Nothing or something like that, name of the album. And it was from a record label that had like all different house songs. And there were some really good tracks on there. But this one, I love the soul vocal.
Yes, very good vocal.
So you wrote your notes on this. I was listening to it over the weekend a lot. And then I've reading your notes and I was like, yeah, there is that second half part that's abrasive. I remembered it, but I didn't really fixate on it. And then we're listening to it now. And I'm like, why did they do? You're right. Like, I mean, if you didn't tell me, maybe I wouldn't have thought about how much it's annoying me, but now it's annoying me. So when you hear this played back, there's a chance I will edit that down so it's not quite as long, because the beginning and the ends are amazing. And then there's this sort of, what would you call that?
I described it as that scene where Van Halen takes the drill and puts it on his guitar string and so it's like, but it doesn't even go up in pitch. It's this constant like one pitch, and it's kind of a ringing alarm buzzing sound to me that is on every measure over and over again for, I don't know, a minute. And it doesn't add anything to me, but in the headphones, it's a little bit harsh. You kind of have to pull the cups away from
your ears. I wish
they
didn't. There really is no rhyme or reason why they would add something that's abrasive like that, that doesn't have any melodic purpose.
Except for when it finally ends, you feel this sigh of relief.
Yeah, your body warms up. Yeah. It eases up. There's that theory, right, like where you feel like, buzz shock somebody over and over again, then like when you stop, they'll be so happy because it sounds like maybe you get joy out of after suffering. Maybe that's what they're thinking, but I don't think it's necessary. So I might edit some of that out of there so people don't need to be tested that way.
But aside from that, it's a really, I would call it, juicy groove. And the vocals sound like sampled, you know, with the effect that they use, but I don't think it's sampled. I think it's sung. And so that's kind of a neat little contrast, as you've
said.
Feels like a 60s soul song. But actually, it's probably, you know, it's from 2007.
I know nothing else about the band Sequel. There, I couldn't really find much. There was another band doing stuff named Sequel, but it's like a rock band. It was terrible. And there was a couple of other house songs that were on there from, I guess, from them. But I can't even tell you much about that group. But we felt that that was a nice little dancing segment for everyone. Sunday morning dance. We do like to have a little dance party on Sunday mornings.
It's true.
So anyway, so that was our second to last set. This last set, we take it back closer to the beginning of the show, but we do like to explore the outer reaches of some of the more guitar-oriented, shoegazy, dream pop stuff. And the Drop 19s were a very, very huge cult band in the 90s for as far as like post-hard, post-punk, shoegaze, melodic, like guitar-driven rock. They're great. Were they big here? I think they were.
I don't know. I heard them on the college radio, and I bought a tape.
We found out they were from Boston when you played them once.
Right.
Because I thought they were from here.
Ah.
I think I confused them with Galaxy 500. That's probably why.
Okay.
But anyway, they're a good band. Really good band.
Yeah.
Great song by them called Winona.
Right.
Which I think is so fantastic. There's a lot of great songs, but this is new from them.
Yeah, this is called Hard Light from 2023. And I had picked them a previous show, a cover of Madonna's Angel.
Oof,
right.
It was awesome.
It was good. But that album that came off of was...
The cassette you had, right?
Yeah, it was a cassette tape, exactly. It had a very indie feel and sound to it. But what I liked is they're pure... Like, they were good composers, I thought, and good vocalists.
They liked that song, I could tell.
Yeah.
You're an angel,
exactly.
Babe. It's such a good song, too.
It is.
Original. Anyway.
But then I saw that they had this new release, and I didn't want to play them too soon afterwards, so now's the time to bring them back. And I would say, a little bit more mature and polished sound, as you would expect from a band that's been around a while. I guess they broke up for a while and came back together.
Dude, it's been 20 years, probably.
Yeah,
maybe more.
So, but I think that's what's proof is they still got something and they still are musicians. And so that's why I picked this song, Hard Light, to kind of showcase like, you can come back. You can do it again.
Totally. Yeah. We've seen that with Slow Dive and other groups that were gone for 20 years or 15 years and they come back better. Mm-hmm. I have to say, so I had saved this, the vinyl of this song, of this particular album. Oh. I wanted to buy it and I didn't because I wanted to really listen before I bought it to see if I wanted it. And so I hadn't fully gone in and start to finish listen to the new drop 19. It came out the end of last year, I think.
That's right.
So this was another opportunity for me to listen to another song. I really like this song. And I also find that there's a little maybe reserved. They were kind of like, you know, I always talk about some
restraint
in the music that I feel like back then they wouldn't have shown.
For sure.
But they did still show it back then. But there was definitely, what was the song? Kick the Tragedy by them. That was like a phenomenal song that gets loud and noisy, but like you almost are expecting that they're going to kick into that next gear in this song, and they don't really go there.
No, this is kind of an introductory song that never really gets anywhere.
But it's good. So where on the album is first track on the album, did you say?
Good question.
Oh, I thought you said introduction, so maybe I read too deeply into that.
Yes, it's the first track.
Does sound like a first song on an album.
Interesting.
It's called Hard Light.
And it's short. It's three minutes.
But this is really, really nice, and I see you like that group. I see you dig the Drop 19s.
I like certain aspects of them, and you know, not having been exposed to proper shoegaze like Slow Dive, that's newer to me. Just because I have that cassette from back in the 90s.
Yeah, which is so cool. You have that of all, because I don't think there's many of those floating around.
Right.
I enjoy when you come with a group, a song like this, because there's so many groups in my arsenal, in my library that are very, very, very like covered. Like you won't really hear them unless you know somebody who listens to them that might turn you on to them. And this is one of those groups. This was definitely not a mainstream thing. This was there was one song by this group, 6x7, that came out that I might have been on a TV show or a movie that I know digitally was doing okay. It was a song called You Light Up My Life, but the song is called Bochum, B-O-C-H-U-M.
Mm.
And like that was a very great song. Matter of fact, I was close to playing it. It's a little more accessible.
Okay.
This first album, I got turned on. I bought it at the CD World, one of the CD stores, it had like a sticker on the front that took up almost the whole cover.
Oh.
Explained like almost like a review of the album.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And it explained so deeply about what they sounded like that I was like, I'm gonna try this, you know?
Well,
like
it
was
pretty handy.
Yeah, it was perfectly worded paragraph about the music.
So sporting of them.
Had no idea what they sounded like, but I read this thing and I was like, let me listen. This is the first song on the album as well.
Ah.
And I remember how long it took to kind of develop with this piano.
Oh my gosh, it's
but
like
then
half
it
the
kicks
song.
In.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh my God. And the vocals are great. I love his voice. And there's a song that comes right after it on this album called I Owe You Love, which is definitely the best song on the album as far as like structure and like composition.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes from this sort of epic opener to this like pop rock faster song. And there's several great songs on the record, but they definitely didn't get near any level of fame or any level of recognition. They put out two or three albums, and then I think the singer formed another group. If I'm not mistaken, it was called 12. But they were, this was a what would I call this? Not a miss. It was like they were sadly, they missed their
window
of time. I felt like they came a little too late for their sound and unfortunately just never got anywhere near the recognition they would have needed to survive. Have you ever heard of the name?
No, never.
6x7, what'd you think of the song?
I thought it was cool. It's you mentioned vocals. It sounded a little bit Billy Corgan, Smashing Pumpkins.
I didn't get that.
Tiny bit. It's got a very upfront sound, like a lot of shoegaze kind of fills like a 3D space, as I've talked about before. This one does not. It's like more upfront. I don't think it fills the headphones as well as it could. But I can definitely follow the lyrics. Like, the lyrics are very articulate and clean, separated.
It's interesting because I'm going to listen now when we go through this. Mm-hmm. I felt like the lyrics get muffled and buried, that if you, like, maybe the average person wouldn't be able to tell what they were saying. So I'm going to have to re-listen. I didn't think of them as being that clean up front. But maybe I just have listened.
Well, I guess what I mean is the wall of sound is kind of up front. It's not like of surrounding,
but you hear what he's saying.
Which is rare. Usually I don't hear anything.
That's what I mean. Especially in this track, because I don't even think I know what he's saying. Maybe when it's just piano I do, like the beginning part.
Yeah,
but when it kicks in, I feel like it gets kind of
the
lost.
The whole bass line comes in. Yeah,
but it's like,
it really takes its time to get there.
It's a loud song, and I love it, frankly. All right, so this is going to be Drop 19's Hard Light into 6x7 So Close. Difficult to find these, but you will find them online if you look for the 6x7.
For sure.
I'm curious if you go deeper into that group, what you think. But
I will take a listen.
There's a treasure trove of music out there for all of you to listen to. It doesn't have to be from this show. It doesn't have to be from these bands. But go digging, because the best music is out there and you've never heard of it. That's how I...
Well said.
I feel like we need to point that out.
That's well said. And it's just millions of songs out there.
Any last thoughts?
No, it's been a great show. And I like the spectrum that we covered. And sometimes it feels like we always have this type of song or that type of song. But actually, it's really trying about putting the show together and making something that's a mix, but then a little bit of new, a little bit of old. So I think we covered a lot of bases today.
It's a journey. It's a road trip.
Yeah.
These playlists are a road trip. Like, if you're driving in a car and you want to hear a lot of different things while you're watching a lot of different things and experiencing fresh scenery and whatnot.
Yeah.
Great job with your picks. Great job with your explanations and all of this stuff.
Appreciate you
very much.
Same.
Last two songs, and then we'll see you back here next week for another edition of The Deep Dive on Hi-Fi Dream.
All right.
dive on Hi-Fi Dream.
Through the door, you and me were so.